I sat down in Union Square Park with a sign that said, "Tell me your story." The first time I did this was on a Wednesday, and I sat down at a picnic table in the northwest corner of the park. I put my sign up at 11 o'clock, and at 11:02, a man named Charlie came by with his friend. Charlie obviously had something to say, and his friend was pushing him towards sitting down and talking to me, and, well, they did. So Charlie and his friend sat down, and Charlie sat down and said, "Here's my story." And 1 minute later, he said, "And that's my story." And he got up and left. Here is Charlie's story.
Basically, my story is I got double-crossed by this female. Well, this one led me to believe, you know, that she wanted a relationship with me and she really wanted to be with me for a long time.
How was the sex?
The sex was incredible, especially from her point of view. My point of view was great, but that's all what it was. It was, she felt vulnerable. She didn't have anybody at the time. And now she got a letter from her boyfriend that he's coming out in about 2 weeks, and the parolee says that she's going to come inspect the crib tomorrow. So it's like she basically made her decision.
Did you feel used, like a piece of meat?
I feel used. You don't even know, man. I feel like a piece of meat, like... That's all she wanted. So now I have to basically let her go, and it's kind of hard. And that's what I was explaining to my friend over here.
That's the reason why you needed to come over here and tell him your
and
story.
And I told, you know, basically I'm sharing my story with you. It helps me, I guess, get it off my chest a little bit, but it's just, it's hard, you know? And that's pretty much it. That's my story, man. It's crazy.
Well, you got it off your chest, I mean.